Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 17, and in honor of St. Patrick's Day, we are going to sample some Irish whiskies. Today we are going to have whatever that says, John.
Bar on Wishka.
Bar on Wishka. Hey, there's a Wishka River in Aberdeen.
I think
spelling's a little different.
Oh, yes. Okay. Just yes. A tad. And Marlis, what do you have?
We've got some Redbreast single pot still 12 years from County Cork.
Nice. And I, Judy, have Bushmills Black Bush Irish whiskey. And I was reading that whiskey in Ireland is spelled with the E in whiskey, unlike Scotland where they take the E out.
I know.
So, then in the U.S. they put the E in. Is that correct?
I believe so. Right.
So, I'm not sure how that happened. Mm-hmm. John thinks it was the Irish immigrants coming over, maybe, were an influence in that.
That could be.
Making their bootleg...
The bootleg whiskey.
Whiskey up in the hills, yeah.
Yeah. So today we are going to start with... Well, Marlis, did you do any research?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't.
Okay.
We're
going to fly by the seat of our pants today.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So we're going to start with John's pick, which is the Bar Wishka. Bar on Wishka?
Yeah, Bar on Wishka.
Bar on Wishka, which it seems to be a very light color. Want to tell us anything about Bar on Wishka?
It's from, looks like, County Wicklow. And it says it's an 80-20 grain. And it's actually a blend, 80% grain and 20% 10-year-old malt. Matured in full-filled bourbon barrels for 4 years and then finished in Oloroso sherry casks for 6 months.
Sounds familiar.
Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
So
it smells good. It's light, kind of citrusy, a little floral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have that heavy alcohol
mm-mm,
scent mm-mm. at all.
Mm-mm.
I'm getting some vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Looking at the back of the bottle, it says it's aromas of vanilla, honey, and baked fruits.
Mm. Baked fruits, not just any fruits. Baked ones.
That's right.
Have you tasted it yet?
No, I have not.
Not a lot of wood or lower notes, shall we say, but very tasty.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
That's nice. I can taste the vanilla on the back of my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Almost a candy feel to it, you know.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, once it sits there for a minute.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's pretty nummy.
Yeah. But not, I don't know, I think my impressions of Irish whiskey, which I usually drank just once a year at St. Patrick's Day, was that they were kind of simple and sweet or something. And this is, hopefully, I've just learned more about whiskey, but this is very tasty.
You just described me. I'm simple and sweet.
Yep, right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm the Irish whiskey of Washington.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Something like that.
Judy all Wishka will call you.
Yeah.
No, but this is very tasty, and it's a little light, but not uninteresting, and very friendly.
No, it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be a good one for someone who is not into the heavy, you know, liquor.
Not a lot of oak, not a big liquor drinker. Not a lot of smoke,
But it's very nice, a nice flavor.
Yeah, like, hi there, I'm a whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of a oily texture.
Yeah, creamy. Creamy anyway, creamy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between oily and creamy.
Well,
I think you two should debate this.
Well, I think it's.
I think creamy has an oily texture because it has fat in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cream does.
Okay.
Cream.
So Marlis.
I think we're describing the same thing in different ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess oily for me has a stronger taste or texture than this
creamy
has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still light, but
it's pleasant.
There. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting male-female perspective.
Could be.
All right. The next one is the Redbreast.
Yeah, this is single pot still Irish whiskey aged 12 years in oak from Middleton, County Cork. And single pot Irish whiskey is unique. It's triple distilled in the traditional pot stills. Not all Irish whiskey is. Sometimes they use the column still, which is different. But this one is pot stilled, and it doesn't say anything about the mash bill or, you know, if it uses all malt or other things. I'm not seeing that anywhere. And it doesn't say if the oak has previously housed bourbon or not. So I'm not sure about that. But it's a 40% alcohol, 80 proof. So it should be, you know, again, a fairly friendly fellow. Oh, it's it smells different.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to decide what it is.
It's a darker color. And it has a little... I guess the other one is kind of so light, fruity, that this one smells not meaty, but a little more substantial, a little more low notes. Definitely fruity, though.
Yeah, it is. I'm actually getting more of the fruit from this one than I did from the first one. Mm-hmm. The first one, I got a lot of the vanilla and a little bit of fruit, and this one's more fruit.
It's interesting that when this aroma... It's a lot stronger than than the first one, but I just took a little sip and it's still very smooth. I mean, I was expecting it to be not harsh,
a
but
stronger
alcohol. I thought it would have
a little lighter.
But it's not. I think it's a tiny bit less smooth than the other one, but it's still
There's a taste in there that I can't identify, but it's lovely. And it's when you let it sit for a minute in your mouth and then swallow, and it's got a very smooth little edge there that I can't identify, but it's very, very tasty.
Hmm. Yeah, I like it. It has a little bit of a tiny bit of a tingle in my mouth, where the first one didn't really tingle that much. But that's interesting. Still a good one for... I think someone who was just beginning to explore whiskeys.
No, very tasty. And if you find yourself at a St. Patrick's Day party and they have Redbreast, I think you should say, give me one of those, please.
Yes. Because...
And I have to say that I think I told you, Marlis, that I tried a Redbreast when I was in Chelan this past weekend. And, I have a picture of what it's called. Let me call it up right quick. It was the Redbreast Lustau edition. Now, I'm not sure what that means exactly. But that was all matured in traditional bourbon and sherry cask for 9 to 12 years. It smelled of dark fruits, figs, and toasted oak. Toasted oak.
Okay.
Give me some of that oak. Give me some of that oak. I'm going to taste it. The palate, Redbreast spices. They have their own spices, apparently. Is that a robin Redbreast spices? Is it something you put on robin Redbreast over the
spit? Does it show up in the spring? Well, it is spring.
It is spring.
I suppose that works.
And I've been seeing a lot of robins this winter, even. The palate also has a taste of sherry. And the finish is endless sweetness. And pot still spices. Interesting. And that one was about, like, I don't know, it was like $65 or $70 or something like that. But you already had Redbreast, so I figured I'd get something different. But I have to say that that was an extremely smooth, lovely tasting whiskey that I tasted. So I think Redbreast, whichever kind, is a good thing to try.
Well, and I think one of the things that we're finding out as we do these podcasts is that we all started out kind of liking a certain kind of scotch. And as we have gone through this, I have been, very surprised. It's like, oh, I like that too. Oh, that's really different. I like that. So I'm one of those people who, if I like something at a restaurant, I will order it almost, because I don't go to that restaurant that often, so I will order it the same thing that I know I like. But when it comes to whiskey, you may want to be a little more adventurous, because there are all sorts of very tasty things out there that I had no idea existed.
Yeah.
I had a sheltered life. What can I say?
That's why it's nice sometimes to go to a bar that carries a good big selection of whiskeys, because then you can just go and choose a different one each time. And and see if it's something that you'll like. And then you don't have to buy, like, you know, the humunga jungle bottle. Because not all of these come in little airplane size bottles.
No,
so,
no, that's very true.
I'm pretty sure we're not going to find too much red breast in the U.S. In a small bottle.
No.
So, yeah, so do that. Some of the even hole-in-the-wall looking places have great whiskey selections.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I had friends who traveled in Scotland, and wherever they were, they went into any pub or bar, and they asked the bartender, "What's your favorite?" And they got a different one every time, and it was like, oh, that's a good way to explore.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're just in the U.S. and you go to a bar, say, okay, what's your favorite whiskey? And see what they give you.
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea.
Well, it's like that restaurant we like to go to at the mall.
Yeah.
Was it Stack 571 Whiskey and Burger Bar?
Mm-hmm.
They have a whiskey of the month. So that's another way to do it. You go once a month and you try whatever whiskey they have up there. And then they have a fairly decent selection.
They have a really nice list.
Actually, it's a really large list.
Yeah.
Of
a lot
whiskeys.
Of local stuff, too, which
and,
is
yeah,
great.
Local.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
The third, last but not least, is the Bushmills, which is a classic, you know, Irish whiskey. I chose the Black Bush. This time, and the Black Bush,
which is a lovely amber.
It is amber. And that's another thing is that actually, I think your Martis's was darker, but maybe it's the
light. Yeah, the red breast and the Black Bush are probably about the same color.
Yeah, the light hitting it from where I'm sitting, it looks like the Black Bush is not
quite as dark.
Okay. But hold on, I was looking up something else and I lost it. So the Bushmills is a triple distilled blended whiskey. That's a few. I don't want you to say that. It should have it's aged for 11 years in sherry casks. So you should get a fruity taste, grape or citrus, and then a biscuity notes from the barley. And it says.
And by biscuity, they mean cookie notes.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, not
the United Kingdom is strange in the definition of biscuit.
So what do they call biscuit? Oh, scones. What do they call biscuits?
Yeah, well they don't make like baking powder biscuits. What we think of as biscuits. They make scones, oat cakes, and then biscuits are cookies like graham crackers with chocolate on them or something.
Right.
I love those.
But this should be easy on the palate. Well, let's see if that advertising is true.
It smells good. It's a little more alcohol-y than some of the others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely got a more alcohol nose to it.
Yeah. It's 40% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, standard. And this is, I think all these are blends, correct? Mm. Are these all blends?
We think so. I don't know about the red breast because they didn't put it on the bottle. And I didn't look ahead of time, so. Mm.
The bar on Wishka is.
Yeah.
It's a blend? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is quite smooth to me.
It's very smooth. It's not nearly as the kind of sweet, fruity that the other two are. Mm-hmm. It's kind of even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very even.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
If you're settling in for a long night of drinking on St. Patrick's Day and have a safe place to sleep and don't drive...
Might want to try the Bushmills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, I like...
Because it isn't so sweet. I think it would go well with food.
Right.
Know, like a nice lamb stew or...
Right. It would not overpower what you're trying to eat. That is correct. Where possibly the red breast has a little more bite to it, a little more flavor.
Have that for your aperitif.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to decide which one I like. This is a toughie.
I know it is.
This is a real toughie.
Well, because they're so different,
yeah.
And each of them has been extremely nice to get to know. So it's kind of like, hello, whiskey.
I guess we can have a three-way tie. We don't exactly have rules.
No, that's true.
No, we never have rules for pretty much anything.
No, down with rules.
Yes.
Yeah. We do live in Washington. We don't like rules.
That's true. Mm. Rules are for fools.
Rules are for fools. Anyway.
We're going to use the anarchist symbol.
That's it. There you go.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be our new logo. Fun with Scotch with an anarchist symbol.
Yeah. Or not.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we should prepare for the water test.
The water test.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put a couple drops of water in each of our glasses and then see if that enhances or detracts or makes absolutely no difference in the flavor or the feel.
I read something on the interwebs recently that said, oh, science has now proven that you should put a little bit of water in your whiskey and that will...
Science has proven that.
Science has
Why
proven
are we
that,
studying
that
this?
That. And I'm science like, has proven. Well, science... I was going to say science doesn't live in my mouth, but of course science does, I suppose.
Well...
in some bizarre
with
way.
With the saliva and teeth and all that sort of stuff. But I'm just like, I still think it's kind of a personal preference.
It is. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
So science can go suck it.
Well, yeah, you know, other people cannot
that
tell
would be
you.
Rude. I'm actually a fan of science.
Yeah.
But not when it comes to whiskey.
Yeah, but I don't want science telling me what to drink.
Yeah, they can't tell you well, how like, you feel about
like
something.
The government telling you that you must drink Redbreast. Or,
yeah, that would be...
Or worse, you must drink Scoresby.
Ah! I haven't bought Scoresby in weeks.
Oh, good.
So,
I'm proud of you, Marsh.
But it's only because I haven't been so broke that, you know. Okay.
Okay. This is the
Bar on Wishka.
Bar on Wishka with a couple drops of water.
God, going back to it, it smells really nice.
Now it's like a summer cocktail. You know, it's a hot day. You're sitting out in the yard under your sun umbrella and the grill is heating up for hamburgers or whatever, and you're just sitting
That's
there.
That's just sweet and buttery, and I just
it's very really nice.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. So the water made a little bit of an enhancement.
Well, it certainly didn't hurt it.
I'm trying to decide if it really lifted it at all or if it's been about the same.
It might have a little bit, because I put actually a few more drops in than I thought were necessary, and I still really like it. So I'm thinking, you know, if you had a real serving and put a little bit of water in, it might be...
just an ice cube or something.
Yeah, very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. All right. On to Redbreast. And I have to, full disclosure, when I had the other Redbreast in Chelan, I did have it on the rocks.
Ah.
And not the big honking rock. I got, like, actual rocks.
Uh-huh.
No, well, not actual rock. But you know what I mean.
There is a thing called the whiskey stone.
Yeah.
And you put them in your freezer. But then I never remember to take them out. So it's really
if you leave them in there too long, they start tasting like your freezer.
I know, yeah.
And, you know. Well, this was like, now you can get those huge...
Yeah, one big one,
and the guy's like, "Well, do you want one of the big ice cubes, or you want like ice?"
And I guess
I want ice.
Yeah, I guess the idea with the big one is that it chills the drink, but it doesn't melt as much.
Yeah.
So you don't. It doesn't
melt as fast.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm partial to ice. So
I know. I mean, on a daily basis, I have like one drink at dinner. And I put some ice in it, and I drink it all evening. And it's kind of like scotch egg by the end of the evening, but I'm not ashamed. Okay, I'm a little bit ashamed of that, but, I mean, who can afford to drink, you know?
Loads of scotch?
Yeah, all the time.
Some people can, but not us.
No.
Yeah, no. Yes, we are the poor man scotch drinkers, and trying not to drink just Scoresby.
Of course it's not that bad.
Yes, it is. And I got you to admit on one of the other episodes. So,
You got me to admit that it was the least favorite of the ones we drank. But you brought Monkey Shoulder, for God's sake.
While it was on the table, we agreed.
All right.
Yeah.
The least favorite of the
Now
three,
she's trying to go back on what she said. I'm having
monkey
some...
Monkey Shoulder for a cheap scotch.
That Monkey Shoulder rocks pretty well.
It does. Yeah. It does. But it's not... as cheap as Scoresby.
Well, not much is.
So.
Mad Dog 4040 or whatever it's called.
I've never had that.
I don't know. I've never had it either, but it's probably cheaper.
Rich and rare.
Okay, now the Redbreast with the water is still tasty, but I don't like it as much, I think, as I liked it straight.
It's milder and sweeter smelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's got almost a perfume or a hand cream kind of... finish. Not that I eat that much.
Not a lot, yeah. But
I was say, I was looking at the... What in beer person. You would call this the lace. What do you call it in
legs?
This is called... Are you being serious? Are you like...
Yeah,
it
to see if it dribbles?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
down
called legs in wine.
Okay.
And I think we
because
can...
Because in beer, you usually call that the lace on the glass.
Legs.
Okay, so I was just checking... Because you're talking about the oily feel yeah. and such, and mm-hmm. I was wondering if that was reflected in...
You know, it probably would be. You'd think so. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's kind of interesting to watch this going down my Buddha on the...
That would be good.
My meditating Buddha on the glass.
Going down your Buddha. Yeah,
we're using glasses that Judy sandblasted.
She sandblasted
little,
the Buddha
like,
onto
lotuses and yes. yoga symbols and the Buddha. So we're kind of like...
I may need a little explanation.
Yeah. yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I have a meditating Buddha holding a lotus mm-hmm. on mine. And
on your glass.
Yes. On my glass. Where else would it be? Don't answer.
Yeah, that's what we're explaining. Mm-hmm.
And
they can't see.
I don't know. The red breast has a slower, more oily look going down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which you guys were talking about the buttery and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that's mm-hmm. reflected. And then now I'll go to my Day of the nice. Dead cat
glass.
For the black bush. Oh, that's got an interesting look. Like watching
it. Interesting when you do. Yeah, no, it's pretty. Actually, all of them have respectable legs.
They do have respectable mm-hmm. legs. Maybe not Marilyn Monroe legs, but respectable nonetheless.
Or Betty Grable.
Betty Grable, that is true.
Known for her legs.
Yes.
Oh, that's still very pleasant, even with the water.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm going to have to say
mm-hmm.
that the Black Bush is my favorite.
Really?
If I have to choose.
Oh. Well, and I think,
but I like all of
close.
Them.
It's close.
It's very,
yeah.
very close. I
yeah.
like every single one of them. I would drink
yeah.
any of them. If you offered me all three at your house, I'd be like, oh no.
What will I choose?
Yeah. yeah. So, but.
I think if I had to choose, the red breast would be mm-hmm. my favorite, but they all are extremely pleasant to drink. And frankly, they're more interesting than I thought Irish whiskey was.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's a good lesson.
Lesson
right
for
there.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being judgmental, Marlis.
Oh, I know. It's so hard.
Except when it comes to Scoresby.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if you go to a party on St. Patrick's Day, they're not going to kick you out if you bring any of these three.
That's right.
No.
They're really good.
No.
That's true. What did you think of the Bushmills with the water?
Well, you know, God, I like all three of them. Yeah.
I know.
I might just like the Bushmills. It might be edging out the Bar on Wishka.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Bar on Wishka a lot too, though, because
mm-hmm.
of that
mm-hmm.
vanilla. But
I think there's less sweetness in the Bushmills.
Yeah.
In the Black Bush, the water doesn't hurt it at all, though.
No.
So the water did not hurt
actually.
Any of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which we don't typically find that. We usually find at least one that the water does, you know, like brings it down
mm-hmm.
a peg
mm-hmm.
or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is, we got some three good ones.
We may have struck a blow for science here.
That's right.
Although I'm unwilling to concede that without further testing, but still.
So.
But no, because on other episodes, we put water in something and
yeah,
it's like
yeah,
well,
yeah,
not, you know, that does not taste
at
good at all.
No. Mm-hmm.
And ones that we really liked
mm-hmm.
before, and it
mm-hmm.
totally,
mm-hmm.
totally brings it down.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think we both did very well in our
mm-hmm.
shopping.
Mm-hmm.
This time around.
These were very tasty.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, Irish whiskey, not just for St. Patrick's Day,
mm-hmm.
included in your things to learn about and taste.
Definitely. Definitely.
Very good.
Excellent. Well, I guess that's all we have for
mm-hmm.
this St. Patrick's Day
mm-hmm.
that we fortuitously... had as our 17th episode.
I know.
Are we
right.
smart or
yeah,
what?
That's
or
right.
just really lucky?
I think it's or what, but
yeah.
still.
Yeah.
yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. Explore, have fun, and...
drink responsibly.
Yes.
Right.